life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Hello, this is Will Crisp with Cab Cookin' for Allegheny Mountain Radio. Now, it's a good time of the year to talk about breakfast, so let's do two today. The first I'm going to call Breakfast Pon Hoss and Sausage with Guacamole. Most cooks and guests would agree that there's nothing more attractive than big, heaping, fried breakfast, particularly in the chilly time of year. But we all need to watch out for the cholesterol. And the enemy for some of us is heartburn from too much fried fare. You don't want to be on the trout stream or birding expedition with your stomach grumbling in protest at the recent breakfast. Consequently, the addition of guacamole to the fried pon hoss and sausage is intended to match this threat, and you may help yourself out by serving other offsetting ingredients, vegetables or fruits, anything you want to provide. Balance we're shooting for. Now, what exactly is pon hoss? Some cabin visitors may query, obviously uneasy. Please relax, dear guests. Pon hoss is essentially cornmeal cooked in rendered pork fat, allowed to cool and congeal, refrigerated, and served in rectangular blocks. Take one small bite, if you've never done so, and you'll be a fan for life. And here are the ingredients and technique. You need a block of pon hoss. By the way, that's spelled P-O-N space H-O-S-S. Sausage meat, store-bought container of guacamole, bread for toasting. The preparation time is about 15 minutes, cooking time around 10 minutes, and this will serve as many as you wish, depending on the quantity of ingredients you've brought in and the number of guests you want to serve. Here's the technique. Smear a bit of the sausage meat in the skillet to season, and then put on medium heat. Cut the pon hoss into thin rectangular slices. Pat the sausage meat into small patties. Place both in the iron skillet. Cut the bread into squares. Toast in a toaster, or my preference, grill in a skillet with a light coating of olive oil. Grill the pon hoss and sausage until nicely browned, say for about 10 minutes. Remove from the skillet and drain on paper towels. I think we need to drain these a bit. Place on the toast squares and coat with generous heapings of guacamole. Serve as you wish, with accompanied plating of fried or scrambled eggs, grits, fruit, sliced tomatoes, or cucumbers. You decide. That's the breakfast pon hoss and sausage with that good balancing ingredient, guacamole. Now here's a second quick recipe. We're doing two today, keeping in mind this chilly time of year. Now, this is what I call, let's give it a little French pronunciation, quiche Virginie, or quiche Virginie. Quiche Virginie. I've given this title in honor of my native state. For some of the camp boys, I suppose, quiche has a kind of girly reputation. There's no need for this to be so. Try it, dudes. An excellent breakfast, particularly on early spring mornings with the dark sky just beginning to hint of pink. And here are the simple ingredients. 4 eggs, 1 cup chopped black forest ham, 1 large 8-inch flat tortilla, 1 cup of shredded 4-cheese Mexican cheeses, 1/2 cup ricotta cheese, 1/2 cup of chopped spinach, 1/4 cup half and half cream, 1/4 cup optional, red vermouth, Preparation time, 20 minutes. Cooking time, say 15 to 20 minutes. Depending on appetites, this would serve from 2 to 4 campers. Technique, very simple. Spray an iron skillet with cooking oil or smear with olive oil and place the tortilla flat in the skillet. Mix up all the ingredients and just pour in atop the tortilla flat. Place the skillet in an oven and cook uncovered at 320 degrees for 15 to 20 minutes until brown, but still soft. You don't want to overcook this or make it too burnt. Please enjoy. We've had this morning the panhas and sausage meat with guacamole, and we had the quiche Virginie. I hope you all enjoyed. They've been specifically targeted for this time of year. This has been Will Crisp with Cam Cook It for Allegheny Mountain Radio.
Homegrown tomatoes, what'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.